Maasim Vavabasa, Yenda Vavabasa, Perik Get Poshet, ends with the Inyanim of Oriv. The Gemara brings down the Hilchasa, Oriv Bishas Matan Mois, Loi Boi Kinyan, Acha Matan Mois, Boi Kinyan, Oriv the Best, Loi Boi Kinyan, Bahi Anno, the Mehemele, Gomor Mishabele. In order to understand these Inyanim, what we're talking about, let us be marked that, first of all, the Perik is called Perik Get Poshet. Now, Get Poshut, what does this have to do with Bava Basra? The Inyan of Gittin, we have in the Sichta Gittin, what does it have to do with Bava Basra? So the first Mishnah, Daf Kuf Samach, the pair Get Poshut. So the Mishnah starts Get Poshut, Sokta the Rashbam, Get Poshut, Shtar Poshut, Ke'en Shalonu. She'enoi Tofu, then Rashbam says, V'kol Shtar is Ukruyin Get. All Shtaras are called Get. Kedyama B'yalma. Getchayv Taisvus also says Kol Shtar Chayv Kori Get Kedyama Getchayv. So Taisvus brings a higher that the halacha of Gittin, the word Get does not necessarily mean Get Isha. A Get also means a Shtar. The beginning of Gittin, the first Taisvus in Gittin, also says the same thing. Maybe Get Mivdinas Hayam. So Taisvus says Afal Gav. The lishar shtoros pomin nami koi get kedisnan b'asher leyach ein edim chesumen al hashtar alum b'netik v'ari b'chol shtoros v'perek eskabel. Now really the reason Taisus and Gittin is bringing this down is because the Mishnah in Daf Yud in Gittin says kol get sheyesh alav eid kusi posul chutz migitei noshim. So we see the Mishnah makes a distinction between gitei noshim and get. So get would be all shtaros. So therefore, when the Mishnah Bava Basra is speaking about get, the Mishnah is not speaking specifically about get isha. The Mishnah is speaking about all shtaros. So then the following Mishnahs, even though the next Mishnah also begins the subject with get isha, but right away the Mishnah in Dafkuf Samaches continues with the inyanim of get isha. I'm sorry, Daf Kuf Samach Zayin. Kaisim get isha Kuf Samach Zayin Amid Alpha Amid Beis. Then the Mishnah continues in the halachas of shtaros, all dinim of shtaros, until the Mishnah and Kuf Ayin Gimel starts with another subject, but it's not really another subject. Hamal ve'es chaveroi al yedei oriv. If there is a cosigner, somebody lent money with a cosigner, lo yifra min ha'orif. So the Mishnah says you cannot collect the money from the orif, and the Gemara explains what do we mean lo yifra min ha'orif. Lo yifra min ha'orif tchilo. You can't go first to collect from the orif. First you collect from the loiver, and then if the loiver can't pay, then you collect from the orif. Im omar lo yamanas she'efra min misha'erza. So the Gemara learns that's a filo orif tchila. And Daf Kuf Ayin Dalid Amid Aleph, the Gemara brings down Omar Avuno. Omar Avuno, halvehu. Lend, if a person says to somebody else, lend him halvehu, lend him money, va'ani orif. Or he says, halvehu, lend him money, va'ani pareya, I'll pay it back. You lend him, and I'll pay back. Halvehu, you lend him, va'ani chayuv. Or he says, halvehu, va'ani noisein. There's a girsa that says, va'ani etein. You lend him money, and I'll pay it back. Kulon loshen arvesein. All of these are called oriv. But, tein loy va'ani kablon. If the person doesn't say, lend him, the person says, give him, and ani kablon. Tein loy va'ani pereya. Tein loy va'ani chayuv. Tein loy, and it says in the Gemara vani noise, the other gifts is vani ete, kulon lishenas kablonis. So the Gemara makes a distinction between an oriv and a kablon. What is this distinction between an oriv and a kablon? Language, the distinction is in the language. The pshat is. A kablon is the pshat, the person doesn't say, lend him money. You, I'm the one, you come to me. Tain loy, you give it to him. You want to get paid, you come to me. The kablon is not the person who guarantees the chayv. The Kabbalah is the person who undertakes the chayv. He says, give him the money, but I am going to pay back. He is the person who became in the place of the loiver. That is the din of Kabbalah. And the din of Arev, the Arev guarantees the loan. The Arev says, lend him the money and I will pay back. The Gemara in Daf Kufay in Gimel Amud Bey says, Amavuna, minayin la'arev de mishtabit. Where do we know, from where do we learn out that an arev is responsible? D'chsiv, anoichi e'avenu miyodit vakshenu. Yehuda told Yaakov Avinu that you could send Binyamin to Mitzrayim. Anoichi e'avenu, I will be arev, I will be responsible. Miyodit vakshenu. And we learn out from here the din of arev. This case of Yehuda, kablonasi. This is not a case of Arev. We just now learned the distinction between Arev and Kablon, and this is a case of Kablon. You give him, and I will give it back. Elo amar Rabbi Yitzchok, mehocha, lekach bigdoi ki Arev zar, ubaad nochiya chablehu, ve'ema bni. Im oravto l'reyecho, tokato l'zar b'ficho, tokato l'zar kapecho, neikashto b'im reficho, nilkadeto b'im reficho, asei zois eifai b'nivi notzel, kibotzo b'kaf reyecho, leich istrapis, urahav reyecho. So the Gemara learns out, the din of Arev we learn out from a pasuk in Mishle. Later the Gemara says, Oma Amema, Arev de Mishtabit, machlekes of Yehuda v'Rav Yosi. According to Rabbi Yosi, that he says asmachto kanyo, we'll see that in a minute what it means. Arev mishtabit. Rabbi Yehuda the Oma asmachto loy kanyo. Arev loy mishtabit. What is asmachto? The Rashbam in Daf Kuf Samaches Omed Aleph says we have in Daf Kuf Samaches Omed Aleph also the machlokes whether asmachto kanyo or not. The Gemara says, "B'maika miflik Rabbi Yosi sova asmachto kanyo, Rabbi Yehuda sova asmachto leikanyo." So the Rashbam says in the beginning of the Gemara, "Asmachto amavtiach lachaveru dover amenas sheyase dover leosid v'soymech b'libay b'shasat nai sheyuchal lekayim adover sheyagi hazman u'kshiyagi hazman yenas." I think it should be nenas, and that's why the Gilsa is in the Nukah Yosef. Nenas v'lo yuchal lekayim. He thought he'll be able to be Mekayim, and the time came he can't be Mekayim. This is called Asmachta. So we have a Machlekes of Asmachta Kanyo or Asmachta Loi Kanyo. But that is, has no connection to the Asmachta. That is not the Asmachta that we're learning about right now. In the Asmachta we're learning about right now, the Rashbam has to explain that this Asmachta is different. So the Rashbam says, Rabbi Yehuda Sova Asmachta Loi Kanyo. V'hainu Asmachta. This Asmachta is different. This is the meaning of the asmachta. In lo yifa l'cho, ani ashalim l'cho. V'chol de'i have a asmachta. Anything that is maybe, if it will happen, that is called an asmachta. So therefore, he's semechu b'teach b'libay shehalei v'yifre'enu. He expects the borrower to pay back. V'ilu hayu yodei ashalei yifre halei v'yifre'enu. He wouldn't have become a co-signer if he would know the person is definitely not going to pay back. Therefore, this is called asmachta. Now, what is the machlokes in the Gemara? What's going on? So the pshat is like this. Klara Shaila, what is the taich Orev and Kablon? Are Orev and Kablon two of the same kind? There's one din of Orev and Kablon. And the Kablon, this has two different dinim in the din of Kablonus, or no? Arev and Kablon are two different dinim. There is one din of Arev and there's another din of Kablon. So Gemara in the Havamina says, how do we know minayin la'arev de mishtabit? Where do we learn out that an Arev could be mishtabit? So then the Gemara gave a teretz anoichi eravenu, meaning that Arev and Kablon are the same. So Maskif lo Rav Chisda, there's a difference between Arev and Kablon. They're not the same. Then the Gemara brings down a different machlekes. The question of Arev Mishtabeg is not from the pasuk. The question of Oiv, whether it's mishtabed, is in svar. Do we say asmachto kanyo, or do we say asmachto loy kanyo? So therefore, we must learn that he learns that Oiv and Kavlon are two separate things. Then the Gemara says at the end, Amalei Ravashi la'ameima. How could you say that the machlokes of whether Oiv kanyo or not, whether Oiv mishtabed or not, is a machlokes in asmachto? We paskin in all cases asmachta loikanya, and we paskin v'oriv mishtabed. We paskin, if we say oriv is mishtabed, that would mean asmachta is kanya. Asmachta is kanya, and here we say, and we paskin asmachta loikanya. Elo amar avashi. Bahu hanod kamehem and lei goma umishtabed nafshi. Because he believes him, goma umishtabed nafshe, he accepts upon himself, and he's mishubet. So Rashi, goma umishtabed belev shalem ushlichusa de orev kaavid. The person who is an orev is not merely an orev, a cosigner. He is a shliach. The kaavid malve ki ilu hu atzma hilva. Just like we say shluchay shalodam kameisay. So the Oriv over here comes in the place of the Leiva. That is how Rashi learns. The Chor, this Gemara is very Shvat. The Gemara and the very end of Barabasir, which we finished Barabasir, the Gemara says, Oriv the Bezdin Leibai Kenya. The Bahua no de Mehemon Le Gomor Meshabedli. The Gemara says, by what do we say? Bahua no Gomor Meshabed? Only Oriv of Bezdin. And here the Gemara says the din of Oriv Mishtabed, the Oriv is Mishtabed himself in all cases. From how do we know that Oriv is Mishtabed? Because Bahia no. But the Gemara in Kufayin Vavam at base says it's only in the case of Bezdin. The Tur in Simen Kuf Chavtes says ha'orev l'chaveroi mishtabed minatoyro hafilu b'lei kinyan. So zokta Beis Yosef ha'orev l'chaveroi b'soif basro u'maisi lov me'anoichi yervenu. The Torah says that the adin of orev is minatoyro. So the Beis Yosef says, where is it minatoyro? In the pasuk it says anoichi yervenu. So the Prisha asks the kasha, how could the Tur and the Beis Yosef say that we learn out that the din of Oriv is minatoyra, because Anoichi Arvenu, the pasuk of Anoichi Yaravenu is speaking by a kablon, not by an oriv. The Gemara specifically makes the distinction between an oriv and a kablon, and the pasuk of Anoichi Yaravenu is speaking by a kablon. So how could the Tur and the Beis Yosef say that the pasuk of Anoichi Yaravenu refers to an oriv? So the Prisha answers, Enochonami, the pasuk is speaking by a kablon, but an oriv is also in the cloud. The Bach says, "Memro drav huno per get poshut umasik de kablon nafgalon medechsiv anoichi yavenu to kablonus udechsiv tno oisir al yodiv ani yashivenu v'orev nafgalon medechsiv lekach bigday ki orev zah v'ema bni ima omiravto reyach." So the Bach agrees with the kasha of the Prisha. The Bach says, we can't say that orev and kablon are that the din of orev is minatayra. Kablon is minatayro. Oriv, the Gemara learns out from a pasuk in Mishlei. So the Drisha says another teretz. The Drisha says, he brings down the whole Gemara that we just now learned, that the Gemara brings down the machlokes of asmachto kanya or asmachto loy kanya. And the Gemara says at the end, Omar Avashi, because the Yisaymach, and because he is Somer, he I know that he's made him an Orev, so therefore he's Makinanafshu. What's the Pshat in the Drisha? The Drisha learns there are two halachas. There's a halacha of Kablon, and there's a halacha of Orev. Kablon, we learn out from a Pasuk. Orev is because of a Svara. Einachanami Orev is minatora. Not like the Beis Yosef. That Orev is minatora from the Pasuk, Anochi Avenu, like the Gemara says in Havamina. Orev is minatora because it's a Svara. Ve'ahi ano, the Kamishabid Nafshe, Gamar Makne. So that is Sotin Memele. What's the Pshat? The two learns that Orev and Kablon are one. The Beis Yosef says also that Orev and Kablon are one. So we're learning out the din of Orev from the din of Kablon. But the Prisha asks Akasha that Orev and Kablon are two separate things. And the Bach agrees with the Prisha that they're two separate things. Which is what we said, the Pshat in the Gemara, that the nafkamina between the Havamina of the Gemara and the Teretz in the Gemara. And the Drisha agrees that Orev and Kablon are two separate things, but he says it's still Minat Torah. In Ksubis, Daf Kuf Beis, the Gemara brings down the same din of the din of our Mishnah, Machlokes of Yishmael and Benanis. So Rashi says, Aliba de Benanis kol yamo le pligi, kloima boho shapi kama trab yochne. So then Rashi says, the hashto, Uma oriv de shibuda de iraiso hu, oriv is a shibuda iraiso, de siv anoichi eovenu, kileko eidem pot. So Rashi says, that Oriv is Minat Torah from the Pasuk Anochi Avenu. So on the side of the Gemara there's a Hagor, Ayin Heitev Sugya de Baba Basra Kufayin Gimel Amud Beis. What is the Pshat in this Hagor from the Bishaya pick? Rashi learns that Oriv is Mishtavid Min HaTorah from the Pasuk Anochi Avenu. So the Bishaya pick is, the Gemara says not like that. The Gemara says it's speaking by a Kabbalah. Teretz is very poshut. Yes, another kasha. Yes, the kasha that the Gemara says over here. Elo Amar Avashi Bahi Ano De Kama Hemalei Goma Mishtabed Nafshei, which we learn out in all the dinim of Orev, and the Gemara at the end of Kufay in Vav Amid Beis says that svar only by Orev the Bezg. The Teretz is very poshut. There's a machlekes in the Gemara. When the Gemara, Machlokes in the two sugyas. Now, in the Gemara in Kuf Ayin Vav Amid Beis, there's one thing that the Gemara says that changes the picture of it. The Gemara says, V'hilchasa, Orev Bishas Matan Mois Loi Boi Kinyan, Acha Matan Mois Boi Kinyan, Orev De Bezden Loi Boi Kinyan, Dabahu Anor De Mehemen Loi Gomo Mishabed Nafshe, Gomo Mishabed Loi. The Gemara says the word Hilchasa. Therefore, even though we have the Gemara and Daf Kufay in Gimel Amid Beis that says that Bahahi Anor is by every Orev, so the Gemara comes on Kufay in Beis, Kufay in the end of the Gemara, and says the Halacha is only the Orev of Bezdin. Therefore, if we say like that, so Memela, that which the Gemara says on Daf Kufay in Gimel Amid Beis is if we learn that Orev and Kablon are two separate things. So if Orev and Kablon are two separate things, we have to have a svara why Orev helps. So therefore we will be tailor that shaila in whether asmachta kanya or asmachta leikanya. But now that we're saying that the din of Orev is mishtabed is minat Torah, because the din of Orev is a peil yotzei from the din of Kablon, so the svara that we will say bahi ano dekam mishabed lei, that will only be by Orev Bez. So therefore, we'd be able to find for Rashi and the two. But it's still a machlokes, and we still have to be mevared. Now, the Gemara and Daf Kufay and Dalet Amad Aleph says something else. The Gemara brings down Ahu Daino de Achte Lemalve Lenichse de Leuve Mekami de Litve Ele Leuve. was a person who was a dayan, and he was asked to collect a debt for the collector chayv. So he collected from the nechassim of the loiva. He collected from the nechassim mishubadim before he went to the loiva. Salkei Rav Chonin Breit Rav Yeva. Rav Chonin Breit Rav Yeva said this dayan who said such a thing is taya b'dva mishnah. He's making a mistake in the halacha, and he's pasul the dayanus. He cannot be a dayan. Omar Rava. So Rava says man chakim, who is smart enough? Who is so smart that he will be able to say such a thing? Only Rav Chonin Breit Rav Yeva. Because why? Now, an interesting thing. The Mishnah on Kuf Ayin Vav says that if somebody wants to be a Chacham, then he should learn the dinim of Arvus from Benanis. So we see that the din of Arv is an inyan of Chochmah. So here he is saying, who is so smart like Rav Chonin Breit Rav Yeva, that he understands the din of Arvus? What does he understand? Nichsei debar inish inin ma'arvin yosei. What does he say? Not the pshat that if a person owns nechosim, if a person has property and he sells the property will also be responsible. What makes the property responsible? What is this property? What is the din of nechosim v'shubadim? So Rav Chonin, so Rava says, Rav Chonin Bayeva understood what is the responsibility of the property of us. Once we have a din of Ariv, then the property can assume it to be an Ariv. But without a din of Ariv, we wouldn't be able to collect from the property. So since the person did not go to he collected from the Ariv, since the halacha is in the Mishnah, that you don't collect from the Arif Trila. You don't collect from the Arif first. First you collect from the Loiva, and he collected from the property, which is in essence. An Arif, so he did the wrong thing. With this Hadama, we could start to understand the Mishnah that we're learning, the last Mishnah of our Basa. The Mishnah says, Hamalve es chaveiro b'shtar. The Gemara explains over here, a machlekes of shibuda deraisa or shibuda lav deraisa. And when a person lends money with a shtar, we say shibuda deraisa or lav deraisa. And Rashi is explaining over here according to shibuda deraisa. So therefore he owes money because of the shibud. So once there is a shibud, gave him in the chosim mishubadim, zok the Rashbam, what's the pshat? Mishubadim mechurim. Mishubadim means the land which one sold. Now let me explain what this means in modern terms. In modern terms, in the Gemara we find two types of shibudim. There's one type of shibud nechasim which is called apaitiki, and there's another type of shibud nechasim which is in kol ha'teru kula. That which we have bizman hazeh, a person wants to buy something. He goes to a bank and he has a piece of land. He borrows money from the bank, and he makes a mortgage on a certain piece of property. That is an apaitiki. He says, I have 100 pieces of land, you can't collect from them. This one piece of land, this is what you can collect from. The rest of the land, you can't touch. So this is a din of apaitiki. An apaitiki mufurish, you're collecting from that piece of land. In the Gemara that we're speaking about, the din of shibud, we're speaking all the land that a person has. Anything that he has, all of the real property, and we'll see in the Gemara that the Gemara learns the machlekes of shibud adraisa would be really minatero. He was supposed to be not real estate, chattel estate would also have the din of shibud minatero. But midrabanan, it's not. Or midrabanan, we only have this din of nechosim shibud. So that is a din of shibud. Now, what is this din of shibudim? We just now learned the din of arif. We just now learned that Rava learned what is the din of collecting from the chosim shibudim? A din of arvus. Al yedei edim, if he doesn't have a shtar and there's only edim, so even though minat Torah, if we hold shibud daraisa, he would have collected from the nechosim. But the din is either midrabanan or midatar, whatever it might be, al yedei edim only gave him nechosim b'nei chayrim. There's only a din of collecting from the chosim b'nei chayrim. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, hoitzi olav ksav yodim. if there's a ksav yad that he owes money, his ksav yad shu chayiv le goyev minuchasim b'nei chayivim. I want to clear another shayla. What is the din of Orev? Two more shaylas will clear. What is the din of Orev? Is the din of Orev that the person, Orev becomes in the place of the Leiver? We cleared one shayla before whether an Orev is the din of Kabbalah. Now we're clearing another shayla. Is the din of Orev that the Orev becomes in the place of the Leiver? Like we learned in Rashi and Daf Kufay and Gimel Amud Beis that he's his shaliach and shluchei shalodim kameisai, excuse me, and therefore the Orev becomes in the place of the Kabbalah. The Orev becomes in the place of the Leiver. Or no, the Leiver is a Leiver and the Orev is something else. Now, a Kabbalah, we learned before the distinction from Orev and Kabbalah, the Kabbalah definitely is in the place of the Leiver, even more so. Because by the Kabbalah, he can collect from the Kabbalah first. The Kabbalah says, Tein loy v'ani yetein. Give it to him. So the Kabbalah is not saying, I will pay back his loan. The Kabbalah is saying, I am undertaking the loan. Give him the money and I am undertaking the loan. So the case of a Kabbalah, the Kabbalah becomes the person who is undertaking the loan. Or do we say, no, the Orev is not does not take the place of the Leiver. The Arev is what's responsible. Now, Lechura, it's totally in the Shaila that we had. If we say Arev and Kabbalah are one, the din of Arev we learn out from the din of Kabbalah, so the din of Arev also will be that the Arev is in the place of the Leiver. But if we say the Arev is a different din, there's a din of Arev and there's a din of Kabbalah, that's two separate things. Another shayla. What is the din of the chiv of an Arev? Is the din is, an Arev says, I am personally responsible, my money is personally responsible, my money is responsible to pay back the chiv. In other words, the halacha of Arvus is my money. If you borrow money, I will pay it back with my money. My money is the chiv. My possessions are the chiyuv. That is a din of Arvus. Well, Arvus is a din, I, as a person, I am personally responsible. And because I am personally responsible, therefore, you are able to collect from anything that I own, because it's mine. Just like the Leiver is personally responsible for the chayv, the Arev becomes in the place of the Leiver, following what we said before, that the Arev comes in the place of the Leiver, and because the Arev came in the place of the Leiver, therefore the Arev is responsible. So now the Gemara says an interesting thing. If a person has a signature, what is his signature? The person had a signature, he wrote a shtar, but it is not a real shtar that Edim have signed. It is his own handwriting. He writes, I am chayiv. Is that considered a shtar, that he is personally obligated? So Gemara says, no. Goyve menachosim b'nei chayim. Since there are no edim, since this shtar does not have edim, so the Rashbam says, actually, he would have collected. Goyve menachosim b'nei chayim, dolei goyve memishubadim, ela milva hakosav b'shtar sheyesh by edim. Because we have to have a koil, and since it doesn't have a koil, people don't know about it. Therefore, even though it would have been a good shtar, but it is not. Then the Mishnah continues with the din of Arev. In other words, we have explained that the Mishnah is not just another Mishnah. This is a Mishnah telling us the din of Arvus. The beginning of the Mishnah, the Nechasim Mishibadim is an Arev. So the Mishnah says, Arev Hayoyse La'ach Achisum Shtois, Goyvim Nechasim Bnei Charon, and the Gemara brings down the whole Maise Ubolif Ne Rabbi Shmuel. So Rashi says, What is Arev Hayoyse La'ach Achisum Shtois? So Rashi, Shekosav Bistoy Chashta Achach Sima So'edim Ani Ploini Ben Ploini Arev. What does Rashi mean here? Rashi says, Achach Sima So'edim. Achach Sima So'edim, we could learn two pshatim. Achach Sima So'edim could be in the place, it is in the place in the shtar, it is after the chsimas ha'edim. We could also learn achach chsimas ha'edim in time. He wrote down in time after the chsimas ha'edim. So Rashi uses the word shekosa b'toich ha'shtar. Rashi says he wrote, why does Rashi have to say b'toich ha'shtar? B'toich ha'shtar means in the shtar. Rashi in Daf Kuf Ayin Vav Amud Beis Hochi Gassinen V'hilchus ha'orev b'shas matan mois loy boy kinyin V'imkosa b'toich ha'shtar la'ach achisum shtoris. So here Rashi says again, imkosa b'toich ha'shtar. So Rashi means to say that toich ha'shtar means that it is in the shtar itself. Not he wrote it after the chsimus ha'edin, he wrote it in the shtar itself. In the Pirush Mishnah Yisro Rambam, the Rambam says, on this Mishnah, Hamalve Stavero Bishtar, Yoima, Ki Hamalve Goivim Menachosim B'nei Chorin Shel Orev, Kshayye Ha'orev Kaidem Chisum Shtaris. This is only, when do we say that you could collect from Chos Nechosim Mishubodim, only if the Orev is Kaidem Chisum Shtaris. V'zeh K'goyin Shtiyye Ha'orev B'guf Hashtar. So here the Rambam uses again that is in the Guf Hashtar V'chakach Chosmu Ha'edim. This is all the Rashi by this is the Pirush Mishnah of the Rambam that we see that Rashi learns that the Inyan of B'toich Hashtar means in the Shtar itself. But Rashi in Ksubis and Rashi in Gittin have different pshat. Rashi says in Ksubis on this very same Mishnah, that is the Rashbam, I'm sorry. That's the Rashbam. But now we have Rashi in Ksubis. Here Rashi doesn't say B'toich mean in the shtar, but under the Eidim. Tachas chasimus ha'edim kosav. Floini oriv. Now by us Rashi said, the Rashbam, I'm sorry, said that ani pleini orev, he says on himself ani pleini orev, that is ksav yodai. Rashi in Ksubis says no, somebody else wrote down pleini orev v'hu meide v'dava, and he's meide. Tosfos in Ksubis says the Tosfos de Bamasl Ketanoi v'loi chosam atzmai heitev elo v'ani orev b'yalma, he didn't sign. What is the meaning of Orev Hayotzi Achachisim Shtoris? That the Orev wrote it, that he wrote it down, but he never signed it. He didn't sign. In Gittin, we find the same, the Rashi also. In Gittin, Dav Chof Aleph, La'acha chisum shtoris of Rashi, la'acha shenechtam hashtar. Here Rashi does not say in underneath the Eidim, like Rashi said in Ksubis. La'acha shenechtam, in time, it was after the shtar was signed, kosav ha'orev ksav yodai, he wrote with his ksav yad v'ani orev. Tosfos over here, again, but the end of the Tosfos, elo mehocha. So Tosfos says, So Tosfos says he didn't sign. In other words, the machlekes between Rashi, the Rashbam, and Tosfos is whether he signed or he didn't sign. What is the machlekes? We said before, declare the shayla. What is the pshat in the din of Orev? Is the Orev the person that he accepts upon himself, the chayv? Or the Orev says, that which that person says, I'm also going to pay. But he is not b'mokum haloiva. So over here, the Tosfos says, what makes this din of Orev hayotzei la'ach achisum shtoris? What makes it la'ach achisum shtoris? What makes it no good? Because he didn't sign. Vice versa, if he would sign, then he would collect from the Chosim Shubadim also. That's what's mashma from Taisus. Because Taisus is specifically saying, why is Or Vayetzel Lachachisim Shtos, according to the Rabbi Yishmael, only collects from the Chosim B'nei Chayrin, and according to Benanis, he doesn't collect at all, because he didn't sign. Rashi learns, he did. Of course he didn't sign. The question is whether Ksav Yodai makes it to the, gives it a din that it's his or not. Anyway, the Gemara, that is one machlokes. So we're learning pshat in the machlokes totally in the shaila that we said. Now, the Gemara brings down the daf kuf ayin vav amid aleph. That what does this mean? There's a whole Gemara over here also that the Gemara is the Kasha. Amarav, Kaidam Chisum Shtaz Gavim Nechosim Shabbat. La'acha Chisum Shtaz Gavim Nechosim Shabbat. And Zimnin, Amarav, and other times Rav himself said that Afilu Kaidam Chisum Shtaz Ein Gavim Nechosim Shabbat. So the Gemara answers the distinction. It depends if he says Ploini Orev or Uploini Orev. If it says Ploini Orev, this person is a Loiva and Ploini Orev, then we will not collect from the Chosim Mishubadim. But if it says Uplaini Orev, then he will collect from the Chosim Mishubadim. What's the pshat? If it says Plaini Orev, we have two separate people. We have a Loiva and we have an Orev. It says in the Shtar, and the Edim are signed, everything is fine, but it says this person borrowed Plaini Orev. We have two separate things. So Plaini is not the Loiva. Of course he's not the loiva, but he's not. But if it says that this person is the loiva uplaini orev, and then the eidim sign, so both the uplaini connects the plaini to the loiva, then the loiva becomes the same din as the orev. That become one din together. Now the Gemara brings down over here. Amar Rav Abba Bar Chana, Amar Rav Yochanan, Af Al Pi Shekili Is Rav Yishmael Is Benanis Halacha K'maisei. The Boilud and the Gemara says that we pass like Rabbi Shmuel, not like Benanis, and Rabbi Shmuel is chelik on Benanis afilu b'chonuk. We'll come to that in Yotzem a little bit later. Then the Gemara says at the end, Amar Bihuda Amar Shmuel chonuk v'konu miyodei mishtabit michlal de'or b'yalma loy boi kinyin. So we see that the din of Orev does not need a kinyin. Upligot Rav Nachman, but Rav Nachman is chelik the Amar Rav Nachman. Orev the best din who delay boy kinyan, haba alma boy kinyan. So we have a machlekes whether Orev needs a kinyan or Orev does not need a kinyan. Zok the Gemara v'hilchasa Orev b'shas matan moys loy boy kinyan, acha matan moys boy kinyan. Orev the best din loy boy kinyan, the bahu ano the mehemen loy gama umishabed loy. So Gemara says by Orev of Bezdin there's a svar of Ahu Anor. Zok Trashi, the Rashba Masari, Orev the Bezdin lay boy kinyan, the Bahi Anor, the Kamehemnan lay Bezdin, Gama Umashabit Nafshe. What is the Rashbam saying? He's repeating the exact same words that the Gemara says a few lines further. What is the Rashbam saying here that he didn't say before? The Tur and Simon Kufchov test that we learned before brings down a machlekes between himself and the Rambam. Okay, Orev the best the lay by Kenyan gave him a mishabdi. The Hamada bebezdin vahido bebezdin kishtar damya. Vachain Orev hayotzi kaidin chisim shtoris. Because of a plainly Orev, afagab le ikonim yodim mishtabit. The Tur brings down at such a machlokes. The Tur says, the Gemara says, Orev in front of Bezdin is mishtabit. So Tur says, but the Rambam says differently. The Rambam says, what is the meaning of Orev in front by Bezdin? Bezdin said you go learn. We're appointing you an Arv. We'll see the Rambam in a moment. The Rambam says, Rambam Perek Chof Hei, yes, Rambam Perek Chof Hei from Hilchus Malve Veleve Halacha Aleph, he brings down Amalvis Chaver of Achashil Vo Amalei Echad Ani Oriv, that is the case of our Mishnah and Shetoves Alevi Bedin Amalacha Hanicheyu. All of that, so that he says, Eina Arv Chayev Klum. That is not Chayev. Then the Halacha Beis. Omalei Bishas Matan Mois, Halveihu Va'ani Arv, Nishtabed Ha'arv, Ve'einoi Tzorich Kinyon, Ve'chein Im Bezdin As Osu Oisei Arv Nishtabed, Afa Bishle Ekonomi Yodai. The Rambam learns there are two separate Halachas. There's a difference between Arv that's Nishtabed. Or, so the Rambam said how? First, the Rambam in Halacha Aleph brings down Vafilu Oma Ani Orev Bifnei Bezdin. Even if he says an Orev Bifnei Bezdin, he doesn't owe anything. He's not Chayiv. And in Halacha Beis, the Rambam brings down Kegoyim Shehayu Bezdin Reitzin Ligreis Min Aleve Va'oma Lohem Anichu Vani Orev Lohem Bezdin. He tells the Bezdin, leave him alone, I'm going to pay it back. Hayo v'yesh loy hanor shehem minu bezdin v'ayis hanoy shibed atzman. So the Rambam says, if a person, the case came before Bezdin, and the person said, listen, I'll be an Arif. And Bezdin says, you're Arif, okay, if the Malve accepts, everything is fine. Bezdin said nothing. He is not mishtabit. This Arif doesn't mean anything. But if Bezdin said, you say you'll become an Arev, we accept you as an Arev, we Bezdin accept you. Hear that Bezdin accepted him, then he becomes Mishabed. What's the Pshat? What's the Nafkimina? If the person says in front of, now the Tur is Chaylik on the Rambam. The Tur learns that Afila in front of Bezdin, if he says that I am a Mishabed, he's already Mishabed. That's what it says in the Gemara. What's the Machlaikis? Machlekes is the shaila that we just now cleared. What is the din of Arev? That we say the Arev is mishtabed. Is the pshat, the Arev says, I'm responsible for the losses incurred. I am responsible financially. Or is the pshat, I am personally responsible. According to the Tur, that the Tur learns that the person says, I am financially responsible. Therefore, if he says in front of Bezdin that I am responsible and Bezdin and the Malve is willing to accept him, he's financially responsible, so that's good. The Rambam says, no, that's not an Arev. The Malve accepted him, so what? But he's not an Arev. An Arev has to be specifically the requirements of Arev. So if the person came in front of Bezdin and Bezdin said, we accept you as an Arev, so here Bezdin trusts this person, so this person becomes a person of trust. As a person of trust, so then he becomes an Arev. So Machloika says, what is the Taich Arev? Is the din of Arev that the person becomes responsible? Or the din of Arev is that the Nechasim become responsible? The Gemara brings down over here the whole case. All of these dinim that we're learning, the question is whether shibudo deraisa or shibudo lav deraisa. In Kedushin Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara also discusses whether shibudo deraisa or shibudo lav deraisa. Zok Taisvis Milva Aksuva Baterik Aksuva Bishtar. The Gemara says that there are different types of milva. The din of shibud is not necessarily a din by leiva. The din of shibud Zok Taisvis. Pirush kegoin karbonis upidyon aben ve'erchin unezikin shaloi hayu yoidim in yonei nesinus alolu im loishen ischayva hatara beferush avol milve kegoin shalov olay mois b'loy shtar avol gav dechsiv o ish asheato neishaboy. So it's a din deraisa loicha shiksuva batayor כיוון שאין צורך לפרש בתורה שיר הנסינו, זה פשיטא משהו לא בצורך לפרש. זוג תסיס. There is a distinction between two types of shibudim. There is a shibud deraisa, which we have by korbanos. The Torah is mechayev a person a korban. Pidyon haben, erchin, nezikin. Nezikin is a specific amount of money. It's all the same. What's the pshat? You can't say that in korbanos, pidyon haben and erchin, the Torah makes his money responsible, financially responsible. How about not? The person is personally responsible. When he's personally responsible, he has to have five slime to pay pidyon haben. He has to have money to pay it for korban. So the din of shibud deraisa that we have, in the din of shibud deraisa, in all of these things, the person becomes responsible. Masha'en ken shtar, enochonami shtar also becomes responsible, but Tosa shtar is a different type of responsibility, because he accepted upon himself the dinim of shtar. The next Tosas also says, the Tosas tells, V'aymer Rabbeinu Chananel, T'hoch amare b'milva k'suva b'tor k'gay nezikin v'erchin v'korben, D'omar le'el d'shibuda d'raisa, V'loi shayach t'... So Tosas says, these are the cases of shibuda d'raisa. So what do we see over here? That by the shibuda d'raisa, really there would be a din of shibuda d'raisa, and a personal responsibility. But now the question arises about a loiva. Is a loiva also the same din of shibuda d'raisa that we have in the other cases? Or do we say by a loiva that a loiva is different? Now the question we ask is a step further. The din by arev, is an arev personally or financially responsible? Now, the Gemara says over here, the end of the Gemara, Zok der Rashbam, Shalai b'shas matan, the Gemara says whether you need a kinyan, you don't need a kinyan. Alright, so we learned that there are two halachas. There's a halacha of arev that the Rambam brings down, arev without bezin, b'shas matan mois, and there's a halacha of arev and bezin. What's the pshat? What's the pshat arev b'shas matan mois? Arev b'shas matan mois means at the time that the person gave the money, the time that the malve gave the money to the loiva, the Arif already said, I am responsible. Since the Arif said, I am responsible, now he puts himself in the place when in the Shtar, we're speaking according to the Halachas, that he said that in the Shtar it says, Uplaini Arif. It says, Plaini Leiva, Uplaini Arif. So we're tying the Arif together with the Plaini. Then the person becomes responsible, just like the Leiva. And what Kenyan is there? The Leiva has a Kenyan. The Leiva doesn't need a Kenyan. The Leiva borrowed money, that's a Kenyan. He doesn't need a Kenyan. And the same din will apply. Bishas, if the Arif has the same din like the Leiva, the Leiva doesn't need Kenyan. So therefore the Gemara says that Arif, Hilchus Arif Bishas Matan Mois Leiva Kenyan. Why doesn't Arif Shalai Bishas Matan Mois, Arif Bishas Matan Mois, why doesn't he need a Kenyan? Because he's the same as the Leiva. Masha'en kein Arev and Bezdin, the case of Arev and Bezdin is not Bishas Matan Mois. It's only because later he became an Arev. Here the Gemara has to be Machadish Asvara, that Bahu Anodim Hemenle, Shibet Nafshe. Therefore the Rambam learns, the Lashon of the Rambam, there are two different halachas. Omalei Bishas Matan Mois, Halveu Vani Arev, Nishtabe D'Arva Vein Tzor Kinyan. But v'im v'cheinim osu bezdin oisay arev also nishtabit afabi. The Rambam learns are two separate halachas, because this is a din that he anor. Now the Gemara says says arev the bezdin loy boykinyan. So Rashi v'loy gasinan hanach kulu boykinyan. The Rashbam, sorry, not Rashi. Rashbam says v'loy gasinan hanach kulu boykinyan. Zogt Rabbeinu Gershom, nire, kach om ha'meire, mishum rabbi, dehanoch kulu boi kinyan, loy mitaratztoi. That which it says in many Gemaras, v'hanoch kulu boi kinyan, which Rashi, the Rashbam says, you're not geres, lo mataratz to you. It doesn't fit in. Mishum, de'ein oid oiv, elo hani dekama. It's not called an oiv. Tosfos, tafkuf ayin vav omid aleph, at the end of the Tosfos of Ramasil, v'halocha kamoisei, zok Tosfos, upirish bakuntris, the loygasin and basahochi hanoch kulu boi kinyan. We are not geres. V'chein nire kikvar pirish din kulam. U'pirish Rabbeinu Chananehu mashma lefoshay kach ben b'chanuk ben b'loy chanuk. Now, the Rif, the Rosh, the Rambam bring down that they have to have the Lashon. They all learn they have to have a kinyan. Therefore, in the Pirish Mishnah is the Rambam that we learned. The Rambam says, Yoimaki al Hamal v'gavim nechosim v'chayim shal orav k'shayir ha'orav k'aydam chisum shtoris v'zeh k'gayim shayir ha'orav b'guf ashtar. That's what we explained before, b'guf ashtar. V'chakach chosmo eidim v'im hoya boy uploini orav. It says uploini orav samuch el haloive. Next to the loive it says uploini orav. Then gav hamal v'min ha'orav nechosim shubadim u'kshaloi not hal ha'orav b'kinyan. But if there was no kinyan, inenem u'choyev. So the Rambam learns you have to have a kinyan, and we'll see in the Mishnah Torah the Rambam learns the same thing. What is the machlokes whether we're geres you have to have a kinyan or you're not geres you have to have a kinyan? What's a pshat kinyan? Is the kinyan mechayev the person, or is the kinyan mechayev the nechosim? Most cases of kinyanim are mechayev the person, the cheftza. Now one more shaila. The Gemara brings down. What is the taish bahi hanor? Is the taish bahi hanor is a kinyan, just like we find by kedushin, a person could be mekadosh an isha bahi hanor. That which he is giving a certain hanor is called a kinyan kesef, and therefore that which we say over here, even though you don't need a kinyan in other cases, over here bahi hanor is a kinyan. And it's a male. What is the taich? Bahi anor is called a kinyan, or not like that. Bahi anor is a shibud that you don't need a kinyan. What's enough kinyan? If we say that it's a that's a din in the nechosim, so bahi anor creates a din in the nechosim that the nechosim become a shibud. But if we say that it's a din in the person, the person becomes meshubed. The person doesn't need a kinyan. Bahi anor, he is meshubed himself. Then Muki Yosef uses the language over here. V'chol ha'chayis v'shibud shekibel olav leiva lemalve kibel nami ha'oriv olav. The leiva, the oriv, it becomes in the place of the leiva. What is meaning in the place of the leiva? That because he because he was mekabel this hanor, he puts himself in the place of the leiva. And the Rambam also in Perek Chof Vov Halacha Yud Koten Shalovo Chayiv L'Shalim K'sheyagdil Ve'en Kais Min Olav Shtar El Arei U'Milval Pe'afo B'Shekonu Miyad She'en Kinyan Miyad HaKoten Klum. And Halacha Yud Alav Koten She'orav Asacherim Hayru agayim she'enu chayv l'shalim klum af k'sheyigdal v'zeh she'noson esmois v'api ha'kotn oved esmois she'en l'kotn g'das k'day l'shabed atzmoi v'dovar she'enu chayv boi. So the Rambam uses a lashon is m'shabed atzmoi. Enu chanami a kotn could have nechosim, but the kotn cannot be m'shabed atzmoi. So we see over here the machloikas in this case is whether you m'shabed yourself or not. Now we have a few other machlokes in here. The Rambam Hilchos Malve V'Leiva in Perek Chof Vav Halacha Aleph brings down the explanation of what we said. After the star was signed. This is Orev La'achar Chisun Shtaros. V'Orev Esalev. Afal pi shekonu miyodu v'nishtabed l'shalim, k'may shevianu, sheyobo yamal v'lhiporim, v'nichse ya'orev hazeh, eina torf nechosu mishubodu. Hoya Orev begufay shel shtar. That's what we mentioned before, the Pirush Mishnayis L'Rambam, and the Rashi, that gufay shel shtar betoich ha'shtar, koydem chsim aso eidim. In kosri pleini Orev, sharei eina mu'urav im ha'leiveh b'milveh. Again, the Rambam explains that which we explained. He's not mu'urav im haleve. Aval im kosa b'shtar pleini lova, mi pleini kach v'kach u pleini orev, sharei ir v'leve im ha'orev b'shtar. And v'konu miyodei shalav. See, now here again the Rambam says, v'konu miyodei. Not like the Rashbam and Tosfos that say that we're not gerz v'konu. The Rashbam says, v'konu miyodei shalav. V'hakachos mu'eidei b'shtar. Harei ze nifra m'nichsei ov. So we have the machlekes, and we explained what is the machlekes. Now, the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira Perik Yud Alf Halacha Tesvav brings down a halacha. Hamachayiv Atzmai B'Momen La'acha B'Loi T'nai Klal. The person says, "I owe you money." There's no T'nai. There's nothing. Hamachayiv Atzmai B'Momen Alf Al Pisha Loi Hayochayiv Loi Klum. Areza Chayiv doesn't. He never owed him anything, but he says, "I owe you money in front of Eidim." He owes him money. Shadova Zek My Matonu. Now notice over here the Rambam brings down that it is not asmachta, because the Rambam learns asmachta leikani. We'll have to point that out a little bit later in your session. Kesad ha'ema la'edim heyu alai edim shani chayev lipleini mona. You are my witnesses shani chayev lipleini mona. Oyshe kosev lei b'shtar areini chayev l'chom mona afo pishe ein shom edim. He wrote down in a star, "I owe you money." There's no edim, there's nothing. He says, "I owe you money with a shtar." Everybody knows that the person never owed a penny, and he says, "I owe." He owes. Why? Sokta Rambam, Sharei Chiev Atzmai, V'goma V'shibed Atzmai, K'may Shishtabed Ha'orif. So here the Rambam uses a different concept. Instead of the Rambam saying simply, he's Mishabed himself, he owes money, the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam goes more, and he uses the Din of Arif. Meaning without the Din of Arif, we wouldn't be able to say this Din. It's only because of the Din of Arif. What is the Makar of the Rambam? We have a machlekes between the Magid Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah learns the Makar of the Rambam is the Gemara in Ksubis. The Gemara in Ksubis says a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan Itmar Eimer Lachaveru Chayiv Ani Lucham Mone. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayiv Rish Lakish Amar Potu. And the Gemara brings down the whole thing. Then the Gemara says Ketanoi. This machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel and Benanis in our Mishnah. Zok the Magid Mishnah that since the Gemara brings down this machlekes, that this is the machlekes which is the machlekes by Orev, is that machlekes. Memele the Rambam brings down that this is the din Ra'im al-Chaveri Chayiv ani luchamano, even though we know he didn't owe money, he's mechayiv. What is this? So the machlokes v'shainim, if this is a din of haidah, or if this is a din of shibud, Rashi, Taisus, and Gittin, and Ksubis, a couple of places, we have this machlokes. That is what the Magid Mishnah says. The Kesef Mishnah says, the Mokar from the Rambam is a Gemara in Bava Basra. More Barabasa says in Daf Kuf Chav Tes, a Maisa of Isur Giyura. Isur Giyura Kuf Mem Tes. So Yisro Giyur wanted to leave money for his son Mori Babochel, who's a Talmud Chacham. So Rava was holding on to the money, and Rava says that this money he's not going to be able to give to his son. He's not going to be able to leave it to his son. Why not? Because I have it, and he has no way of giving it to his son. So somebody said, why can't he make a Edisa? Why can't he be Maida that the money is that person's? Meanwhile, the Nafka Edisa, Yisro Giyur, so Yisro Giyur, it was Maida. So the Kesef Mishnah, that is the Mok of the Rambam. What is the din of Edisa? What kind of a halach is Edisa? Is a halach of Haidah's Baldin Kameya Eidim Domi. Now, there's a din of Shavya Anaf Sheikh Ticha Di Isura. What's the type Shavya Anaf Sheikh Ticha Di Isura? A person is going to take a piece of kosher meat. Everybody knows that this meat is kosher. And he's going to say, this meat is treif. Everybody's allowed to eat that meat except that person. A person is going to take a woman and say, this woman is an Eishes Ish. And this woman is a Pnuya. Everybody knows a woman is a Pnuya. Everybody's allowed to marry this woman. This man can't. This is a halach of Shavya Anaf Sheikh Ticha Di Isura. What is the din of Shavya Anaf Sheikh Ticha Di Isura? There are some Achreinim who want to learn, the Shah Melech, some want to learn. That's a din of Nedah. So Yisachesh and others say, it doesn't follow the Hilchus Nedarim. It can't be. So what is the din of Shavya Anaf Sheikh Ticha Di Isura? Hoidah Asbal Din. Meaning, it's a din of Oidisa. So it comes out like this. What's the din of Shavya Anaf Sheikh Ticha Di Isura? What is the din of Oidisa? Is Oidisa a din in the Mammon, or is Oidisa a din in the Gavra? Since we're saying that the din of Oidisa also applies to the din of Shavya Anaf Sheikh Ticha Di Isura, it's not shaykh to say that Oidisa means that he owes, that it's a Haidah in the Mammon. It's a din in the Gavra. In other words, Machloik is between the Magid Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah. And what is the Pshat in this Rambam? That the Magid Mishnah learns that this Rambam, the Mokar, is from the Gemara in Ksubis by Chayav Ani Lochmana. And Chayav Ani Lochmana means I owe you money. It's a financial obligation. And the Kesef Mishnah says this is a din of Oidisa. And we're saying that the Pshat in Oidisa is the same as Shavya Anaf Sheikh Ticha Di Isura, where it becomes a personal obligation. So the shaila whether Arev is a din, this din of Arev, where a person is mechayev himself, is a personal obligation or a financial obligation, is a machlokes, the Magid Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah. Now, we have a few other dinim in Rambam. There is a din that machlokes Rambam brings down in Hilchus Malve Veloive. Perik Chafei, Halacha Yud. Shnayim She'avu Echad. There are two Arevim. Person has two Arevim. K'sheyovay Hamalve Lipora Mina Arev, Yifla Me'ez Mehen She'yilse. He can collect from anyone. Din Loi Hayo Le'echad, K'dei Achayv, Chayzev V'tevei Hasheni. So the Ravid says, Om Avram, Ze'enu Mechuva, Elofi Aminig, V'lumidim Nenagoyim. What's the pshat? What is a pshat if somebody that has two arevim? Do two arevim mean that each arev is an arev on the whole chayv, or each arev is an arev on half the chayv? So the Rambam learns that each arev is an arev on the whole chayv, and the Ravid learns each arev is an arev on half the chayv. What's a pshat? If we learn that the din of arev, the chiv of an arev, is it then under financial responsibility? I become responsible for the money. Each one is responsible for half the chayv. But if we learn that each one has the personal responsibility, a personal responsibility, each one is responsible for the whole chayv. This also a Rambam brings down Halacha Yud Gimel. Somebody became an Arev and he doesn't know for how much money it is. I'm responsible for whatever you're going to give him. It's without any amount.
So
So the Gaonim say he's high of everything. So the Rambam, I disagree. V'yira li she'ein ze ha'orev chayev klum she'kiven she'ein ha'yodeya ha'dobar she'shibed atzmei boi ulei som chodaitoi ulei shibed atzmei udvorm shal tamei l'meivin. The Ravid says om avram v'im kein lei b'rav lei b'ma'at ad kadei she'adas ma'agas l'shem she'u rogel v'omet nishtabe. What's the pshat? L'chura, the machleika says, according to the Ga'anim, that when a person becomes an Orif, even though he says, no matter how much money it is, it'll come out to $1 million, I'm an Orif. He doesn't know how much it is, so the Ga'anim say, you accept it, you became an Orif. Why? Because you became a person, you became personally Orif. It's if we would learn that the halacha of Orvis is that then you become an Orif on the money, so that if you don't know how much money it is, you can't be an Orif. You have to know how much money you're talking about. But if we learn that the din of Arev is a personal responsibility, you could be an Arev for any amount. Now, L'chur is a steer in the Rambam. Because we just now learned Pshat in the Rambam, that the Rambam learns that the halach of Arev is a personal responsibility, and it comes out over here that the Rambam is chelik on the Ga'enim, and the Rambam learns that the Arev is a financial responsibility. No. Ein nochanami, the Rambam learns that Arvis is a personal responsibility. But we have a machlokes in the Gemara whether the din of whether Arv is shaykh to some smichus das, if some chadaite or not. What is the pshat that we paskin that Arv is chayiv even though we paskin that asmachto leikanya? We have a machlokes whether the Gemara wants to say that the machlokes whether Arv is mishtabit or not. Is a machlokes the Gemara and Tavkufay in Gimel Amud Beis? Is a machlokes of asmachto kanya or asmachto leikanya? What's the pshat in the machlokes? That is a pshat that once we paskin asmachto leikanya, finished. We're finished with the Adonai. Eino chanami, we still have a din of asmachto by Arv, but we still have the pshat that Arv is a special pasuk also. In addition to this, so the Rambam learns. The Rambam brings down, and we learned in Hilchas Mechira Perek Yud Aleph, that the Rambam brings, this is not Asmachta, there are forms of Asmachta. The Rambam makes distinctions between Arev and Asmachta. Why does he have to do that? If Asmachta is a different din. The Torah says, the Rambam learns that still, even though we say that an Arev is Meshavet himself, there is still another halacha of Asmachta. And if, in this case, the amount is an unknown amount, so this is called an asmachta, which asmachta leikanya. But the Ravid is chaylik. The Ravid says, Enoch Anami goes on the money, but look at how much money this person has. Look at how much he would ordinarily be mechayiv himself. In the Rambam, in Halacha Zayin, here the Rambam says, the Rambam again brings down in the din of Ovis, this is asmachta. Then he becomes chayev. So we see that Arv is still connected to asmachta. Now, there are a couple of other places that I wanted to bring out, but I think it's late, so I just want to say one more thing. And I got it. The Gemara says, Amadna Gemara. The Gemara brings down, the Mishnah brings down a machlokes, Benanis and Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel says that Hareshach Hachenik Es Echad Beshuk Umotzo Chaver VeOmalei Nachlei VeAni Etinloch Support. So the Gemara brings down Daf Kufayin Vavam and Aleph Omar Rabba Babachonam Rabbi Yochanan Afal Pishe Kilos Rabbi Shmuel Es Benanis Halocha Kamoisik. Rabbi Shmuel says on Benanis. What does Rabbi Shmuel say? From Rabbi Shmuel, if somebody wants to become So Rabbi Shmuel is saying, go learn by bananas. And the Gemara says over here, Omar Rabba Babachona, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Afal Pi Shekiles Rabbi Shmuel is bananas halacha k'maisa. We don't pass. Rabbi Yishmael is saying all the nice things about bananas, but we don't pass them like bananas. Does Rabbi Yishmael, in the case where a bananas brings down the case of Chanuk, does Rabbi Yishmael agree with bananas over there also? And what is the halacha? Zok the Gemara Toshma, and the Gemara learns that Choluk Rabbi Yochanan Choluk Haya Rabbi Yishmael Av B'Chanuk V'Halacha K'mayse Av B'Chanuk. So it's a modern Gemara. Rabbi Yishmael, we have a machlokes Rabbi Yishmael and bananas. The Gemara says they are arguing. There's a machlokes in all cases, in both cases. And who do we paskin like? Like Rabbi Yishmael. We paskin like Rabbi Yishmael. Now comes Rabbi Yishmael and says, you know, if you want to become a chacham, go learn by bananas. What kind of thing is this? We don't paskin like bananas. You yourself are chelik bananas. We paskin like you, not like bananas. And here you are saying that if you want to become a chacham, go learn by bananas. What kind of thing is that? The Gemara says in Chagiga, Divrei Chachomim kedorboinois ukemasim rois netuim balei asupois nitnu meiroya echad. Tavkim lo metais. Nitnu meiroya echad. Lo manim shel divrei Torah ledarbon. Lo imalacha hol Gemara. Then the Gemara brings down balei asupois elu talmidei Chachomim sheyoshvin asupois asupois. The Chachomim are sitting around groups. Va'eskim b'Torah. Halolu metamin valolu metarin. Halolu oislin valolu matirin. Halolu paislin valolu machshirin. Shema yoyma odem. Hechani lo mitayra. Meyata. How could I learn? They're saying tom mitayra. They're saying everything, all the opposites. How could I learn? Talmud loyma kulom nitnu meiroya echot. Keil echot nosnan. Panis echad omron mipi adoin kolamasim baruchu tirsi vayidaber likim eskol advar mo'ele afato asei oznecho kapacheses, make your ear like a sieve uknei lecho leiv mevin lishmei esibir ametamin v'dibri metarin esibir oysen esibir matirin esibir apaisen esibir machshirin. That is a gemara. Zot Rashi, what's the pshat? Asei oznecho kapacheses me'acha shekulon. Panasechot amon en lecha mevi raya midivrei novi habolach lekal meish rabenu. I'm sorry. Ken lechot amon en lecha mibnei machlekes mevi raya en lecha mibnei machlekes mevi raya mitera teres eloika ache el mitera solikenu. All everybody brings the raya from the Torah. Here he says Torah. He says Tommy. He says Kosher. He says Latreif. And they're all bringing raya from the Torah. Panasechot amon the neviim. They're all bringing raya from the neviim. So the Zok Rashi say Oznuchok Kapacheses Me'acha Shekulon Libon Lashemayim. Those that say Toher, those that say Tomei, all of them are Mechavin Libon Lashemayim. Therefore, I say Oznuchok Shemaas Ulamayid Veda Divrei Kulon Ukshateida Lahavchin Eze Yikosha Kva Halocha Kamaisei. What does Rashi say? A person cannot just take the Halocha and say, I want to know the Psak Halocha, and that's it. No. He can't do that. You have to hear the Divrei Metarin and the Divrei Metamin and the Divrei Oisin and the Divrei Matirin. You have to hear everything because all of it is Kelechot Oman. After you hear everybody, you hear all of the Tzdodim, then you could be Kavei the Halacha. Moshe Feinstein, we wrote the Sefer, Igros Moshe, somebody came to him and said, the Sefer is very long. I want to make a Kitzur, and he did it. He made a Kitzur, just a Psak Halacha from all of the Tshuvas. And he wants to print it. But Moshe said, Chas v'shalom. You can't. The person has to learn through the whole Sefer. You want to learn a tshuva, you learn through the whole tshuva. You have to learn everything. You can't just take the Psak Halacha. What's the pshat? The pshat is, then Rabbi Yishmael said, you want to know how to learn. It's not enough you're going to come to me and you'll hear Psak Halacha. You'll come to me and you hear Psak Halacha, you won't know how to learn. You won't be a chacham. If you want to be a chacham, you go to bananas first. And you'll hear what bananas says, and you're going to hear all of his dadim. Then you're going to come back to me, and you're going to learn from me also what the Psak Halacha is. Then you could become a chacham. The Gemara brings down Rav Yochanan, the Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan was angry at Rish Lakish, so Rish Lakish was nifter. Rabbi Yochanan was saying, what? He's missing Rish Lakish. So they sent Avraham to Rabbi Yochanan. They said, Tanya de Messiah Loch. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Otu Anodlo Yadana, I don't know that what I'm saying is right. When Rish Lakish was here, everything that I said, he asked me 24 kashas and I gave him 24 terutzim. And in Mela we had the term. Zokta Mashon, Mashon used to say over this Mashon very often, that what's the Taich 24 kashas and 24 terutzim? It's Memtes Panim Latoyim. The 24 kashas and 24 terutzim is Memches. And one more that was the original Pshat is Memtes. With Memtes Panim Latoyim, that's what Rish Lakish did. In Torah, you have to have all Memtes Panim. You have to have everything. You can't just say, I'm going to learn the Piskei Halacha and that's it. That's what Rabbi Yishmael said. Reitza lahachkim, if you want to become a chacham, go to Benanis, hear the halachas, hear what he has to say, and then come to me, and then we'll be Hadron Aloch, Masechta Baba Basra.